Today's daf is daf Samach. We'll learn today's daf. Today's daf is a yortzeit of both my grandfather, David Meir ben Harav Shmuel, and my uncle, Shmuel Aaron ben Ephraim Fishel, Neshamas Shav and Leah. We'll learn today's daf. It's just for their Neshamas. Okay. We're on the mission on the bottom of the Testament base. So we're going to go on back to Onah, after a little bit of a digression in the Agadah from yesterday. So, Ein me'arvin peros be'peros. Afilu chadashim v'chadashim. You cannot mix fruits with fruits, even new with new. What is that? Rashi says, Ein me'arvin peros be'peros. Bala bayis, she'omer peros sa deploni, ani mocher lecha kach v'kach sa'in. I'm going to sell you these peros from this amount. Lo ya'arven o be'peros sa de'acheres. You can't mix in peros that came from a different field. I said, this field, the peros come from, I'm short, you have to work it out. But you can't mix in from a different field. And that is, it says, chadashim v'chadashim. Even if they're both new, but they're both from different fields, you can't do that. Mishnah continues, the ein tzorech lomar, and of course, chadashim v'yishanim. You can't mix in new ones with the old ones. What's the problem with mixing new ones with old ones, even if they're the same field? Rashi says, pasak limkor lo yishanim. He made a deal to sell him older fruits. Lo ya'arev hen chadashim. Don't mix in new ones. Shai yishanim yivashin. The old ones are drier. Ve'osin kemach yosim in chadashim. It's easier to make flour out of them. So this guy's buying it for a specific purpose. He doesn't have the tircha. So he's going to buy the older ones. So don't mix in. Even if the new ones may be better fruits. But that's not what he wanted. He wanted the old ones for a reason. Ve'emes amru. In truth, or we're going to see what Halberes Amru means, it's a clear halacha, there's no argument. Be'emes Amru, be'yayin hitiru la'arev kasha birach, mifnei shehumash bicho. When it comes to wine, it is permitted to mix in strong wine with the strong wine with weaker wine. Even if you told him, I'm going to buy weaker wine, you're allowed to mix in the stronger wine. Mipnei shumash bicho, that makes it better. So if it's better for the purchaser, you can do that. Rashi says, mipnei shumash bicho, kosher mashbiach hasarach. The sharper wine makes the weaker wine better. Therefore, pasak imo rach ma'arav kosher. If he says you want a weak wine, you can put in strong wine. The davke katani kasha berach or rach berkasha, but not if he wants to sell. If he wants kasha wine, you can't mix in rach wine, right? Pasik emo kasha lo yarvo asarach. And then Rashi says v'chein ein tzarich lomer chadashim v'yishenim. You can also, if your guy had wants new fruits, you can put in old fruits. That's daf. Sorry, chadashim v'yishenim davke v'yishenim v'chadashim shaper dami. Right? There's machlok v'yishon saying no. The mission is specific. Only when it comes to wine can you put in. Old, if you bought weak wine, can you put in strong wine? When it comes to fruits, others say no. Chadash Mishonim, it's that subjective as to which one is better. If you want maybe more juicy fruits, then you get the Chadashim. If you want to do it for making flour, then you get the Yishonim. So you can't mix it in either way, because you can never tell which one is better, which one is worse. When it comes to wine, it's objective. You know that the stronger wine is better, the weaker wine is worse. The guy's buying the weaker wine probably because it's cheaper. So if you want to be a good guy, you can mix in the stronger wine. Okay.
So aged wine is better than
aged. Well, this is before dilution, so I'm not sure if the aged wine thing works. I have no idea. I just don't know. Okay. Ein ma'arvin shimrei yayin. Right? The yayin. You cannot mix in the dregs or the psolus of the wine into the wine when you sell it. But no sin lo shemara. But you can put in the shemara. So the Gemara's going to ask right away. There's two lines of the Mishnah apparently so to themselves. You're not allowed to mix in, but you can mix it in. So what does that mean? Okay, we'll get to that. Mishin is Arev Mayim Yeno, someone who already diluted his wine, and he put water into his wine. Lo yim karenu b'chanos. He can't go to the wine dealer and sell it to them over there. He can't go to the store for people to buy it. But the chanos is the place where the people go and buy, sort of like the retailer. Ella imkein hodio, unless he tells each purchaser that the wine's already mixed in. Because they're buying the wine for a certain amount, assuming that it's pure wine, and then they'll mix in later. You already mixed it in, it's not the same volume. Right? Velola tagar, and you can't sell it to the tagar. I think the tagar thing is the merchant, right? This is the guy who buys it on condition to sell, wants to sell it to everybody else. Af al pisha hodio, even if you tell him that you mixed in, you cut the wine with the water, you can't sell it to him. She'enu ela l'ramos bo. Because he may trick them. Now, it's one thing to tell the end user that it was mixed, but now you give it to somebody else and sell to somebody else, so we're choshesh that maybe he's going to try to cut corners and make some extra money. Makum shenagul yahatil mayim biyayin yatilu. But in a place where, I guess everyone knows that the wine is being sold by the tagar is mixed. I mean, that's the minhag makom that he sells mixed wine. So then there's no problem because the yodei, the lokeach knows that stam that that's the way. That's what it is. Basically, the bottom line is kok minhag medina. Whatever the minhag is, that's where you can go. Okay, hatagar. Again, this is another. This is a merchant. Notel mechamesh granos. He can buy tvua from five different grain houses. Right. Vinostein lesoch magura achas and sell that all together. In one bowl or one package, right? And he also, when it comes to wine, mechamesh gitos v'nosin l'soch pitom echad. You can take it from five different wineries and put it into one vat. I guess that's what a pitom is. I'm sure. It's a big barrel.
Cask.
Okay, perfect. It's a big cask. And Tosos, he quotes here the Tosos Chachme Anglia. Says, I always like to quote that because I like, you know, the idea that the Tosos were in England. He says that it talks about that's the big cistern where they would gather the wine. It's either the cask or the big cistern. So he can put it in there. V'nosin l'sof pitom echad ubilvad she'lo yeh miskaven la'arev. So long as the purchaser, so long as he's buying, his intention is not to trick anybody. Meaning, he can't go ahead and buy, let's see what Rashi says. She'lo miskaven la'arev, last Rashi for the Gemara, he says you can't do that if he already advertised and said all my fruits come from place A, and then he goes and mixes in from other places. That he can't do. Minastam, he just says I'm buying my fruits. He can do it, put together, buying the wine, and everyone knows you don't get it all from one side. The guy has multiple suppliers, but if he makes it sound like everything came from one place, then he can't. Then he can't mix it together. Okay. It's onah. It'd be onah. If you reach a certain level, if you reach a level of 1/6 or more than a sixth, then you have the problems of what of onah.
Mixing down,
right. It's mixing because now I'm selling you the mixed wine at the non-mixed wine prices. So then becomes
it's diluted.
So it's diluted. So I'm selling you less wine, but I sold you for $100. Well, the amount of wine I told you was only $90 worth. Well, that's a 1/10 of a discrepancy. That goes back.
It's all under onah.
Yeah, for sure. Tana Rabbanan. So he learned in a brisa. Ain sarach lomar chadashos me arba v'yeshanos me shalosh de ain ma'arvin. It's clear that this is similar to what you just said. That if new fruits are sold at four bushels at a dollar, right? Four, which means four in a cellar. The yeshanos mishalosh, and the older fruits are more expensive. They're sold three. They're sold at three. The aimer arvin. You can't put the new fruits in because now you're selling the peros with the chazaka that they are old, and you're bima'an of the lokeya. There's actual onoah here because you're selling something cheaper for more expensive. Even if the newer ones, the chadashos, are worth more, so you're giving him more value. I don't see what the shaleh is. Then there's onah the other way on the lokeach. But ein ma'arvin, you can't mix it. Because some people, like we said before, they want the old ones because they want to use it for a specific purpose. So that would be a problem as well. Okay. So I don't know why what the chiddush is, because we said that the onah goes both ways.
Right.
The onah is on the sale. Underselling or underpurchasing. So here also, right? Okay. The MS Amru
biyayin. The Gemara is saying why? Because he wants eight. The onah is still on the buyer, not the seller.
No, though,
the buyer is still being feels like he's being gypped because he's the one who wants the agent.
Right, but now it's more of a mekel toast, not an onah. The Gemara seems to be saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Where do you see it's onah? I'm just curious.
Because we're in Perek Hazav.
What?
Because we're in Perek Hazav.
I know, but it's like, gospel is just. With business practice.
This Bryce says it's on now also.
Is this the 16% rule?
It's a good
I would assume so.
For the seller, not for the buyer.
That's the register because
it's
cheating. Old grain can yield more flour.
Right, that's what we said. That's what Rashi says. You get more flour out of it.
Yeah. So if he's buying new, even though it's more expensive, he's not getting so much flour out of it, so he can still
be... Right, but I'm saying, but that's because he's not getting what he bought. But that's not... Is that onah? Because he's now... Okay, either way. I didn't see it that way. I thought that he was saying that in the second part, it's because he wanted to get the old one, and he sells him he's losing that amount that he wanted to use to make flour. But is that onah? Onah is with the purchase price. That's not... Idea, like Yossi said, bad business practice. Don't do it. You're not allowed to do it. But I'm pretty sure. I thought this was onah, right?
Well, that's the whole topic.
Right. Okay. The MS Amru b'yayin hetiru la'arev kasha b'rach b'teisho marshbicho. Right. In truth. Right. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ada Amra. This attempts to teach us. Called the MS Amru halachi. Anytime it says the MS Amru, that's halacha brura. That's the halacha. If the Mishnah says the MS Amru, that's the halacha. Okay. Next, Amar of Nachwan, Ubein Hagito Shanu. This heter that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that you can mix together, you can mix the stronger wine into the weaker wine, that is dafka at the time when they're making, well, I guess what's in the gitos, what's in the vats or in the winery, that's exactly time, because then all the wines are together. Rashi says, Kol Yenis Tososos, right? He says, Rashi says, the Mashpichol she tosisin ze im ze. V'nasim tam echad. It becomes one, they mix together, Rashi says, and it becomes one taste. You don't have this bad taste. Avala achar hagitos, but after the gitos, when it comes out, shekvar kolot kol echad reicho v'tamo, emar spicho elapokmo. But if then it's already bottled, you can mix one wine with another wine, even if it's a better wine with a weaker wine, it's not going to make it any better. It's going to make a bad taste, to mix the two wines. Okay. The Gemara then asks, "Va'idna dekama arve shlo ben agitos." But now we mix them together, even outside, even after they're bottled. Amra papa diyote become achlin, because in our neighborhood, everyone knows, and they're mochel on it, right? Rav Acha Breid, Rav Ika Amar Hamani. He's a different answer. The minhag that we allowed to do, mix them together. Now even achar agitos, that's Rav Acha he. The Tanya Rav Acha Matir. B'davar hanitam. Yes, Rav Acha says you're allowed to do it, b'davar hanitam, meaning something gets tasted. So the wine, apparently, it seems like that they would taste the wine before they would buy it. So even if you mixed it, the guy doesn't know, but he's going to taste it and say, no, not for me. So you don't have to worry about it, because it's davar hanitam, right? Rashi says, davar hanitam, sha'adam toem kodim shalakho, v'yachol la'hafchin shenis arvo. Make sure when you go to the wine store, you bring your wine connoisseur who can taste and say, this is not what psagot cabernet is supposed to taste like, because it's mixed with too much water.
So it's like the onus is on the customer.
It seems like it, because that's the minhag. It's davar hanitam. So, okay. The Mishnah then continued, v'ein ma'arvin shimer yayin b'yayin, avon nosin lo ishmarav. Right, and then Gemara asks, "V'hamar tereisha ema arvin klal." You say ema arvin shimeya. You cannot mix in the dregs. I think that's how we translate it. The dregs of the wines, like the sediment, with the wine, but you're allowed to mix it together.
The deplorables.
B'chi tema. What? Maybe you'll say. So now, what? You have to answer that question. B'chi tema. My nose in lower shmarav. Maybe you'll say it's the second part, the second statement, that you're allowed to mix in the shmarav. Maybe that's the kamo delay. Maybe that's in the case where you tell him, listen, I'm going to sell it to you. I'm selling it to you with them. So the volume that you're getting is 2% of the shmarav, right? No, that can't be the case of this part of the Mishnah, because hami the katani seifa. Because the later part of the Mishnah says, lo yikarenu chanus elim kamo dio. You can't sell in the store unless you tell him v'lo l'sagar afal pisha modio, and not to the merchant. Even if you do tell him, Michal Deresh Afagav Lo Modele, must be that this part is not talking about what you're telling him. They're only talking, you give a distinction about telling or not telling, not in the second part of the Mishnah, later part of the Mishnah, not here. Otherwise, it should have said it explicitly here. That should have been your answer.
But if the guy tasted it, he would know.
That was one. Well, if the guy tastes it, well, this is Shmara. This is not the mixed wine. Shmara goes on the bottom. Maybe you can't tell. Right. I don't know. But do they could tell you taste them? I don't know. Is it like the pulp of an orange juice? I don't know.
Take some
and also, and this may also be before it's diluted, so it's not being tasted.
Oh.
So maybe. So Amar Rav Yehuda.
Take some volume of the wine.
I'm saying, but we just said before you could maybe do a case of tasting. But no. I think the tasting is only after dilution. This is talking about selling it, I think, pre-dilution with the sediment in it. So no one's tasting it at the time. I don't know. Amar Rav Yehuda. Hachik Amar. What does it mean to say? The Mishnah says, Eima Arvin Shmarin Shal Enesh. You can't take yesterday's sediment and put it in today's wine. Velo shel yom b'shel emesh, and not today's with yesterday's. In other words, you can't mix sediment from a different barrel with the wine from this barrel. Aval nosin lo shmarav, but you're allowed to put in it its own sediment. I give it probably up to a certain amount that was agreed upon. Tainami Hachi, a Bryce that supports this interpretation as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer hashofe yayin lechaveru. Guy shofe, I think, means to pour. So you're pouring wine for your friend. Harezel lo ya'arev shel emesh b'shel yom. You can't put yesterday's shmarim into today. I don't know why that means shmar. Maybe it means yesterday's wine. It's yeah. There's no noun in the Brisa to tell us. Okay?
And this is still talking about wine?
I know, he says shmarim also here, but why? It's a clearly common for a proof saying shmarim, but I don't see how the Brisa says that.
And this is still talking about buying the wine?
Just stop, just pouring for somebody to buy, yeah.
To buy.
Pouring means
to buy. Shofech, you're pouring for him to buy. Right? Pouring to stop for him to drink, and there's no mechach over here.
Right.
So it has to be.
Okay.
So shofe yain lechaveir is ilu yarev shal emesh be shal hayom, velo shal yom shal emesh, ava ma'arev shal emesh be emesh, v'shal hayom be shal yom. Yesterday's with yesterday's, and today's with today's. I guess up to a certain amount, it's accepted for a purchase. As to what, I don't know what that amount is, I don't know.
The guy will come back and say, oh, you put in yesterday. How do you prove this without proving? It's a very hard thing for the buyer to prove that you have yesterday said.
How do you prove somebody killed somebody? Yeah. You have Adim, whatever the proof is. That's the same question you ask all the time.
No,
it's proven. Somehow it's proven. It comes out that 200 people's cars broke down because there was water in the gas. You know, that's what happened. So it came back. 20 people came back and complained about this guy that the wine tasted bad. And they do research and they find out that it was improperly mixed. That's why you have lawyers. Mishin is arev mayim b'yeno harezel loyim karenu b'chanus ela imodio. Someone who mixed his wine should not sell his wine out to the public unless he tells everybody. So Rava Isil Hu Chamra Mechanusa.
He has in parentheses in small quantities. I don't know why.
Look, small quantities, that means that's talking about an individual selling it. It's not talking about retail. Right. It's talking about me selling directly to you as opposed to me selling it to the store. Right. Selling it to the store. Right. So Mishana Sarma Mehizal Kamana Bukhano selling Kimodio. Rava Isil Hu Chamra Mechanusa. They brought wine to Rava from the store. Mazge, he mixed it, right? Tame, then he tasted the wine. Velo have basim, and the wine was no good. It was spoiled. He knew it was no good. He was an expert. He knew it was no good. So shadre lechanusa. So he sends the wine back to the store. So Amar Le'Avaye, Avaye says to Rava, how can you send the wine back to the store? It's already diluted. V'ha'anan t'nan lo l'sagar. You cannot send diluted wine back to the merchant. Af al pishah hodio. Even if it was mixed, right? Even if you tell him, you can't because we're concerned, and maybe he'll go and sell them to somebody else. So I don't get. So Rava says to Abaye, Mizgadi de Medi Yadi, my dilution is known. In other words, what? You know, it can't be Choshesh over here because my dilution is known. I don't.
Everybody knows how much it cuts the wine.
Yeah, but how do they know beforehand? Right? Mizgadi de, Rashi says, Medi Yadi Shani no simbo mayim harbe. Oh, maybe that's what ruined the wine. Maybe his Mizigo ruined the wine. Why is he allowed to return it? Maybe he ruined the wine by putting too much water in there. He says, Amar Le'im, this is going to be made a yadi, and therefore, no one's going to be able to buy this. I mean, but who says he's going to tell everybody that this is, I guess they'll taste it, but who says they can tell everybody that this is Rava's Maziga?
Maybe it looks obvious.
Maybe.
It's so diluted.
That you can tell just by looking at it.
Yeah, so anybody who comes in will see it's already sold.
Okay.
Why is that his problem? If he buys one that wasn't sold properly, he sold them on the false beat, why can't I return it? I mean, because I'm worried about he might resell it.
Right, he bought one that doesn't taste good. I guess he's giving a return. I don't know. V'chitema de tefei umachle. Maybe you'll say that the tuffy umiyachle. And maybe that he's going to put in more wine into your more. He's going to put undiluted wine into your diluted wine, and then he's going to sell it umizabinle. So the Gemara says in king ain't davar sof. Well, how much can you be concerned with? I think the first step is that you say the first step is ain't davar sof. I have to be so concerned, right? Okay. Next and the last line before the Mishnah. Makom shenogul hatul mayim b'yayin atilu. So the Gemara says, Tana lemechza l'shlish l'rvi. If the minog is to cut it 50%, you know, 33%, 25%, whatever the minog is, you can do, but you can't do different than the minog. I would say. And Amar Rav, and Rav says, Ubein akito shana. This is only you have to do that at the time when they're making the wine, because that's when everyone had the minog to put the water in. But after the zman, you can't mix it, because after a certain amount of time, then the water, I guess, is going to ruin the wine, and the purchaser won't know. The purchaser won't know when it was mixed. He assumes it was mixed back then, and if you mix it here, it's not good wine. Maybe they have inspectors. They have wine inspectors, they can tell. Okay. Next Mishnah.
Or a label.
What?
Maybe just the label.
Right, but the label committee can lie about it also. But they never saw, so I'm saying that they had the wine inspectors. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is also going to bother some people, Lo yichalek hechenvani klayos v'egozim letinokos mipnei Shehu miragim avo itzlo. You cannot hand out sweets, right? Candy to the children, so they're going to want to come back to the store to convince their parents to come back to the store. Let's go here, right? Because that's going to be forced them to come. Like Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that's unfair competition. It's unfair practice, right?
Like I show movies in my waiting room, Disney movies,
right? Right.
Now I'm being charged by the Motion Picture Licensing Corporation a license to show movies.
Because you're profiting off of that.
No, I don't want it.
You're not charging any. Well, you're not charging any more for the movie.
You have to buy a license.
The right to show movies.
In other words, you're violating that thing that the NFL sends at the end. The express rights. Right. You have to express written permission to the NFL.
You can buy it for your home, but you can't show it in your office.
Really?
Really?
Everyone's getting that now. Who told on you?
They have people. They send them around the country. Apparently,
lawsuits.
They have inspectors. Ah, there you go. They have inspectors. They have inspectors. Okay.
That's why they're attorneys.
Yeah,
but if you get off YouTube, then it's right in the public domain.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yichalek kanvan klaus, it goes in the tinokus of neshu maragim lavo etzlo. The chachamim say it's fine. And then it's v'lo yichos hashar. You can't make a sale. You can't sell less than the market price, because then people are going to come to you. You're going to cut, and you're going to cut out everybody else's business. The chacham says, "Zachel
Tov." It's great. It's not a
competition, right? That's what maybe their idea of free market is not Adam Smith's idea of free market. It's a little different, right? But everyone's doing it on Black Friday. That's a different story. That becomes the market price for Black Friday.
But the sales vary from store to store.
I understand, but the market is bearing a different price on today than any other day. Right, I hear you. Lo yavor es hagrisin. This is not Ona anymore, I don't think. Maybe it is Ona. This is Ona. I know the introduction they get here, it says it's talking about Ona and Gnevis. This is Ona and Gnevis Das. Lo yavor es hagrisim. Right, you don't, I think that means you can't pull out, right, Rashi says you can't pull out the psolis.
Right.
Hagrisim, Rashi says, pulling grusos berichayim achash l'shtayim. Which means you can't pull out certain of the psolis so it all looks nicer than it really is. Divrei Abashal, that's Abashal, but Chacham Matir. Chacham say, yeah, we'll make it look nicer. Why not? V'modim, the Chacham agree, shelo yavor me'alpi hamagura, which is you should not remove the psolis from the top portion that everyone sees, and the rest of the tzvu underneath is not cleaned. Right? Because now you're stealing the eye, basically. So that's false advertising, because the people who are buying it, they think that the entire barrel of tefillah is cleaned. Okay.
But they always show the unblemished side of the produce.
Of course we do that. You go to the fruit store, they show you the clean, beautiful fruits on top, and you go to eat. Correct. Next case in the Mishnah. Ein mifarkisin lois adam. You can't beauty up the person. I guess that's the Eved Kanani. The lowest of Behemoth, the lowest of Kalim. You can't make them look better than they actually are. You have to sell them. You have to sell them, you know, as is, basically. No machlokas over here. Right. So, my tamayo de Rabbanon. What? So, my tamayo de Rabbanon. Shiruch resume. So, that's... They say, Adam here is Eved Kanani. Today's day and age, it can mean something else. Okay. So, what's the reason why the Chachamim say that you're allowed to do that? In other words, it's funny. It's taking the Rav Yehuda as being the Parshat, the Ma'atamai de Rabbanon, that's allowing you to give out the candies. Isn't that an unfair business practice? The Amralei, because the Chanvani can say to the guy, what's the big deal? Ana Miflagdina de Amaguze, I'm giving out nuts. Apnigri Shiski, you give out Shiski, which I think they translate
plums,
somewhere.
Plums.
Right, plums, or it's other places, Rashi says it's Shkedim. In Bavavasa, Rashi says it's Shkedim. There is, there's something called the Rashi says prunes. There is a Shiski tree in Israel. I don't know what fruit it bears, but I know that. I remember hearing someone saying about the Shiski tree. Okay. So that's Velo Yivchot es Hashar, you can't lower the price. Vechacham Orim Zachor Tov. Again, what's the reason why Rabbanan? The guy's allowed to sell the price. Now he's allowed to lower the price. He's Zachor Latov. So he says, we shouldn't come Arvach Latara, because he's doing good thing for the market. He's making everything cheaper for everybody else. So not only is he allowed to do it, Zachor Latov. He should do it if he can. He's setting the bar for everybody else. Then he's making everybody else. It's easier for everybody else. And then they'll have more tefillah in their house, and they'll be better, like from yesterday's stuff, and they'll be happier. Okay. V'lo yavor es hagrisin, divrei abashol, chay matirim. So, mein chachamim, who's the chachamim that says that you're allowed to, like what we said, what was that, yavor es hagrisin again? That was taking out the psolis, so they look nicer. Okay. So man chacham it's Rabbi Acha, the Tanya Rabbi Achi Mati Rabbi Davar Hanira. He says you're allowed to do this, make it look better if it's something that you can, that I can see that you're specifically making it better. That's not the reality, but you're making it look nicer. That's something that you can determine that you're allowed to do that. Right? Rashi says, "Bedavar hanira, halo yochal alokeich liros ulahavin mad dinei hapsolus hanivra me'elu sheishnu b'cheirim." Right? V'tovlo los b'dmei until elu yisrael came ipnei atorech. He can tell one from the other. And he'll be willing to buy this one with a little more because he doesn't have to deal with it. He doesn't have to, right?
It's more appealing.
Right. Well, so he doesn't have to deal with separating it because this part of the separator. Right? Okay. Yeah, I think you're saying. I mean, listen, we're big capitalists these today's day and age. Whatever the market can bear, market bear, market bear. You know, there's no exchange. It's just the market. Sorry. So they.
Is there any reason why now the market shifted to man from I? Also, now the Gemara wants to know who the Rabbanim are, the first two cases. What was the reason for the Rabbanim? Now the Gemara says, well, who are these Rabbanim?
Don't know. Development. And first case, and we already established what the reason is of the Rabbanim, because they say that it makes it better for the market. Now we're saying, who are the Rabbanim? Whose Shita is this? But they're only asking it on this part of the Mishnah. You're right. Ein mifarkasin loas ha'adam v'loas ha'kenim. Can't beauty up the individual, her picture has to be without makeup on, right? You have to have the picture below the lowest of Kalim. So Tana Rabbanan, learning the Brisa, Ein Misharbitin Esa Behema. So I think Misharbitin means like to comb it so the hair stands up, which apparently looks better. A Sharvit is like a rod or something like that.
It's a comb.
It makes it look heavier because there's more. But Ein Novchin Bikirbayin. Something like that. This is, I think, you can't blow into the innards.
Yeah,
so it makes it look fatter, makes it look bigger, right? It ain't shorin as a bus of mine. You can't soak or rinse the meat in water because Rashi says by doing that it looks white and it makes the look white and then it looks like it has more fat. I guess in those days and age they wanted fatty meat. We don't want fatty meat. They don't want fat, so it makes it look more fat. So my aim is Shabbatin. What? Just afterwards, it's in the store. He's hanging, right? My aim is Shabbatin. What is aim is Shabbatin in? Hachi Targimo. Here in Bava, they said Maya de Chizra, that you put it in some sort of water solution, and that makes the hair look bigger and strong and stand up. Zira Rav Kahana, that's what you're saying. Is Mizakfita? It's some sort of comb that you can comb, and by combing up, it looks the hair. It's like. Yeah, this is advertising, or puffery is what it is, basically.
Right, giving hormones to the animal to make them,
How do you translate this in today's day and age? That's hard. Shmuel shara l'nimra tume l'sarbala. Shmuel allowed to put these strings.
Calls it fringes.
Right? These strings. Tume are strings. Okay. Tume l'sarbala. I guess what is that? It's around the coat. In order, to, I guess, when you pull the strings, it makes it look. You pull it tight, it makes the coat look. Make the coat look bigger, right? Rav Yehuda Shari Lichas Kusei Krame. He said you can rub the clothing with some solution in order to make the clothing look better. And Rabo Shari LeMedak Tziradi. Rashi says that you can stick big day canvas onto something. That it looks that they look stronger and looks better. I'm not exactly sure how that worked, right? He says. So he said, remember, we're going to ask a question. And Rabba Ashara Litztalume Gire, he says, you're allowed to draw arrows onto the clothing. I don't know what that means, drawing arrows onto the clothing.
It says permitted arrows to be painted.
Yeah, so you're painting arrows.
Good, that's
I don't know that way. Okay, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, Shara Litztalume Dikule. He said you could color on the baskets that and sell it, make them look good also. So the Gemara then asked, you know, your question, didn't we say ein mifarkasin los adon los vein los kelim? You can't make them look good. So the Gemara says lokasha ha. In these cases where the chachamim were permitting it, that is bichadati. That's with new kelim. They're good by themselves. I guess they're good by themselves, and everyone knows that these things are put there in order to make it look even more beautiful. But the Mishnah is talking about ba'atiki, with old ones. By doing what you're doing, now you're making people think they're not old. You're making them think that they're new. If everyone knows that they're new, then you can add some stuff to it, and everyone knows that what you're adding is simply to make it look nicer. On the old ones, you're trying to trick them to think that they make them look that they're not old. show me the Carfax, basically, is what you need to know with the old ones. You can't have something that that you're trying to trick, right?
If it's an old one, you really shouldn't fix it up, because then you could have...
Right, it says, Batiki Asur, Shagon Emesa'ayin Shanir Chadashim. You can fix it up, as long as you can fix it up, and you can tell everybody, and everyone knows that it's still old. But if you're not trying, if you're trying to do it to make the people think that it's no longer old, no longer old, and it's not an old one, it's a new piece, then that's Gnevus Das, I guess. And then the Gemara says, Pirkus to Adam Mahi, what is the case of making the person look more beautiful? So here's an example. Ki Hadahu Avdasava. There was this elderly Eved. I guess he was the Azal Tsave Lareshe Ulidikne. They went and they colored his head and Dikne, Zakin, the Dal and the Zion switch in Aramaic. So Dikne means his beard. They basically colored him. They colored his hair. So now instead of having gray hair, he has jet black hair. Okay? So Asal Kami de Rava. So he walked in front of Rava. Amrle Zibnon, by me. Amrle, okay, he said, no, you aniyim b'nei beisecha, that you should use Jewish help, not necessarily use the non-Jewish help. That's what I think Rashi says. You aniyim b'nei beisecha, mishnahi and avos, tovli liparnes aniyim Yisrael, v'yishmishuni. It's better for me to spend, take my money and give it to the poor of Israel and let them help me, as opposed to giving it to you. I'm assuming that means maybe it's the same price. Remember, we had our Tosfos a couple weeks back that said you don't have to spend more. Right? You don't have to spend more, but people have this idea, this concept. I'd rather help my brother than help you. So he doesn't buy him. So also Kami to Rapapa Bar Shmuel. So he comes in front of Rapapa Bar Shmuel and Zabnei. Rapapa Bar Shmuel buys the Eved. Yom Echad Amarle. So one day Rapapa tells the Eved, Ashkin Mayan, go draw water for me. So Azal Chavre Lareshe Uladikne. So somehow he went back. And he took the, I'm not sure whether the color just was enough time, the color grew out naturally, or maybe when he went to the Dafka to get the water, so he washed himself. I don't know what happened till now, or maybe this happened right away. And he says, and whatever the story was, is that the black turned back to his gray. And Amrale, and the Eved says to Rapapa, Ana Chaze Kosi, the Ana Kashish Me Avuch, that I am even older than your father. You can't use me to do menial labor, I'm an old person. I don't know, he's your Eved, but okay, I'm an old person. So Kari Anashe, so Rav Papa Bar Shmuel called upon himself Tzadik Mitzara Nechalatz, the Tzadik saved from Tzaros. That is Rava. He's a Tzadik. He was saved from Tzaros. V'yavo Acher Tachtov, and somebody else goes in lieu of him and gets the Tzaros. So I shouldn't. Rava was a Tzadik, and he was saved from losing all his money by buying this Eved, who I can't work. But I'm the fool who went in afterwards, and I bought the Eved. I don't understand exactly why he's not. I mean, I guess there's more halachas in the blood than I don't know of. But I thought he's an Eved. You can get, you have him do your stuff, but maybe you have to treat him in a certain way.
Man deserves retirement for
a So what do you do? After says kana avdo kana rabdo. I know that. So yeah, man. I guess so now he can only do little things in the house.
That's right.
What he can do in the house. Okay. So now we begin the fifth parak, Ezra and Eshech. Wait a second. One of the hardest brachim shas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hands down.
Hands down. One of the hardest brachim shas. Talking about Rivis. Rivis is. Rabbi Reis wrote a whole book, a whole English book on Rivis. It's a fantastic book. But Rabbi Reisman, when he was in Kola, before he became a rebbe, and he wrote. He was still the rebbe in the shul. But he, in 1998, he put it out. It's a green art scroll book. The laws of Rivis. So Ribbis, basically, Daraisa, the idea of Ribbis is I can't lend you money for you to pay me back more. That's the idea of Daraisa of Ribbis. I'm lending you money, $100, you have to pay me back $120. Done. That's Ribbis. The Rabbanan, anything that looks like Ribbis, that smacks of Ribbis, it looks, anything that basically looks that the borrower is giving his particular lender any benefit after the loan is made, comes usher. There's a lot of different terms. There's Ribbis, Ribbis Katsutsa, all these different terms that will come up during the limit of the parak. Okay.
Even like a thank you.
So that's your Shaila. That becomes, it's based on like multiple psukim. That's why I forgot where it's pointed out. Maybe it's the Chavos Chaim points out that of the lavim, how many lavim are there in the Torah? They're
365.
I think he says seven of the 365 have to do with Ribbis, which is a lot. Okay.
Wait, is that only money, or is that like?
No, it's also with items. Also, I'm giving you 100 carats. You pay me back 120 carats, and then you have problems with market fluctuations. Okay, how do you? It's called sal basal.
I want to borrow your vacuum cleaner and give it back. Thank you for letting me.
Right, I don't know. So that's going into the details, but I don't know. I always thought that thank you was just the right thing to do. It's not like I'm getting extra benefit by you saying thank you. But okay. So, but there are two lishonos used in the Torah. There's neshech and marbi. So the pasuk says. There's a pasuk in Vayikra. It says, "Al tikach meito neshech v'tarbis neshech and ribis es kasbecha lo titen lo b'neshech lo b'marbis lo titen achlecha." Right. So lashon lechachamim. There's two lashonos. There's neshech, which is like biting, and ribis is the lashon of riboy, of extra, of getting more. So neshech, I think it's looking at the different perspectives. Neshech is from the perspective of the borrower, he's getting bitten, and marbis is looking at the perspective of the lender, and he's getting extra, he's getting riboy, he's getting more, he's getting rov. So the Mishnah asks, ezehu neshech, what is considered neshech, which we can see, and neshech is how they're defining the isur midoraisa. The ezehu tarbis, another thing is interesting, so also is that even though ribis is talking about a loan, so you would think it's hilchos choshen mishpat, it's monetary. Ribis is the Shulchan Aruch is put in Yoredeya, which is more ritual idea. So there's something meaning. It makes sense, you know. If I invest my capital, why should I not see a profit from it? But it's hilchos Yoredeya, it's not the right thing to do. It's something. There's something more spiritual as opposed. It's not a violation of Dine Mamonos. It's why it's in Yoredeya, not in choshen mishpat. So ezehu neshech. The ezehu tarbis. What's considered neshech and what's considered tarbis? So the Mishnah says, ezehu neshech, what is neshech? Hamalve sela b'chamisha dinarim. I lend you a sela, which is typically worth 4 dinarim, on condition that you pay me back chamisha dinarim. You pay me back extra. That's ribbit, that's neshech. You're giving back more than you took. And similar, so asayim chitin b'shalosh. I'm selling you two sa'a of chitin with three. Basically, I'm telling you, so sa'a of chitin, it's two, but you have to give me back three. V'asur mipnei shu noshech. That is asur in the Torah, because that's noshech, because you're biting, you're taking away from him. Right? So sa'a chitin mishalosh. So sa'a, I think, means is, wait, so sa'a is what? Is two? Two sa'a. No, but two sa'a equals what? Forgot. I don't have my chart here. Right, you're selling two saw worth, and you have to pay me back three saw worth. Right.
So, how are you supposed to make a profit?
What?
How are you supposed to make a profit?
You don't make a profit by lending.
Lending.
This is lending. I can sell. This is lending. You can't
sell up to.
You can't have your capital work as a loan. You have your capital. That's hatter iska. It becomes an investment. To change it from a loan into an investment. Okay. I feel bad. I took your chair because I thought you weren't coming. Okay. Fine. So then the Mishnah says, the ezehu tarbis, and what's considered tarbis? Now, tarbis we're going to focus on here is not the Sardaraisa, this is going to be the Rabbanan. So, the ezehu tarbis, it's harmarbe beperos. You add peros. What does that mean? Ketzad, what's the case? Lakach hemenu chitin, help me out here. Lakach hemenu chitin bedinar zahav hakor. So, a person buys from his friend wheat. And they make the price that's going to be, he's going to sell him a kor is 30 sa'a, he'll have a kor of chitin for a dinar zav, which is 25 dinar kesef. One dinar zav is 25 dinar kesef. V'chein hashar. And that was the price at the time. I guess they made it sort of like a future contract. I will sell you this amount at this price. That's the price now. But what ended up happening, v'amdu chitin b'shloshim dinarim. The chitin went up into price. Remember, we said it was one to 25. The chitin went to price now that it costs 30 dinar to buy the saw of chitin. The amra lo, so the kone, the purchaser, tells to the mocher, "Tain li chitai shani rotzel le mocher. Give me my wheat now. I want the wheat now. I bought it for you. I paid. That was we must give you 25, but now it's worth 30. So give me the wheat now." That I bought for you from 25, I'm going to go ahead and then sell it for 30, right? Shani rotze lemochron the likach behenyayin, and then buy wine because wine now is also at the 30. I can now profit. I take that extra profit and buy the wine. So amra lo. So seems to be that if he gives them the wheat as is, there's no iser because that's the original price, but now. The seller doesn't give him the wheat. Rather, amalo, hare chitecha suyusalav b'shloshim, the wheat is worth the 30. Elecha etzli b'henyayin. And you want him, you only want the wheat now for the purpose of the wine, v'yayin einlo. So basically what he says, I'll just pay you the 30. Right? I'll give you the 30. So this week, because all you want to do is go buy the wine. I don't have the wheat, I don't have the wine, but I have cash. Let me cash you out and give you the 30. So then it looks like I bought something for 25, and you're giving me back 30. So that looks like ribbis. It's not ribbis d'oraisa because there's no loan in here, but this is considered ribbis, right? Rashi says amar lo tein li chitai. Rashi says v'zomu teresi im nasan lo chitin. It'd be fine if you gave him back the chitin. I bought you chitin. We made the price of 25. Give me my chitin for the 25. Aval pasuk hayayin sheposik lo lasit ben asur. He can't give him the amount to buy the wine. Ho v'aim lo shema yokir yayin. He doesn't have it. Maybe the wines are going to go up in price. We have a piece of posuk mukshar yayin shalach shav kara yotzar shav. I'm not sure what that means. The idea here, this is a ribbis d'rabbanan. We'll get to that. So now the Gemara says, well, now the Gemara just asks on the lashon. I mean, the shavik l'ribbis d'oraisa, the kamefaris d'rabbanan, right? We say ribbis, which is lashon d'oraisa, and then you explain a ribbis d'rabbanan case, michlal d'oraisa the nesh chotabris chad demilzi. Makes it seem to be then that it's the same thing. The ha kroy, but the pasuk says both. The ha proxive neshech v'kesef v'ribis ochel. It says both, right? As kasmach lo titen lo b'neshech uv'marbis lo titen achlacha. So it's two. It seems to be two different things. I think the answer was what we explained before. It looks like your perspective from the lender or from the borrower. But it seems from the psukim that the Torah mentions it's two separate lavim, and you seem to be explaining the Mishnah that it's all one thing. So the Gemara says v'tisvara. How are you going to say you're going to tell me that the case of the ikon neshech lo tarbis v'tarbis lo neshech? Basically, the Gemara, it's going to be both ways. If there's neshech, if there's biting, if one person is biting off more, then one person is losing. So one person is getting bit, one person is gaining. Right. So the Gemara is now going to try to bring examples.
Zero-sum.
Basically, exactly. So the Gemara says, well, neshech below tarbis hechidami. What would be the case of neshech without tarbis? Meaning neshech means that the borrower is losing, but the lender is not gaining. Can't be. E de osbi meya b'meva esrim. If the case is that I lent you 100 prutos, on condition that you pay me back 120, so that can't be, because that's you're gaining 20 and I'm losing 20. So he says, no. Meikara, at the beginning of the loan, kaima meya bedanka. These 100 prutos equal to ma, was a danka, right? Ulabasof, when you're paying him back, kaima meya v'esim bedanka. It's worth 120. I gave you this ma, which is 100 prutos, and now when you're paying me back, the ma is worth 120. But you're paying me back the ma. So maybe you say over here, neshech ika, there is neshech over here, because the kanachisle, he's biting him, because the loaf is now losing something that's worth more in value. And the kashaklim immediately lo yahav, because he's making him pay back 120, not 100. But tarbis leka, but he's not gaining anything, the less le rafka, because he has no profit, because now the 120 buys him the same thing he could have bought 100 before. So he says, danka ozevi danka kashaklimine. He lent him a danka, he's back a danka. What are you talking about? He's so, ibasame karazalto. If you go according to the evaluations of original, neshech, hare tarbis, it's both. Because I lent him 100, and now I'm getting back 120. Ibar Sosofa Zalta, if you go back according to the end evaluation, lo neshech ikav lo tarbis ikav. There's no neshech lo tarbis. The value went, if there was inflation, he's losing the same value, and he's gaining the same value. So if there's neshech, there's tarbis. I'll have to stop here. The Gemara's going to give one more example. But we'll have to stop here. I stop at the Sioux. Okay. Chan v'kash omer, of course, baruch hazak, Yisrael, tikkim to omit, shnemar nakhmet, samatsko, gil to rov yadir.